the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Carbon Trace Productions is a nonprofit documentary film studio founded by Dr. Andrew Klein, a professor of media, journalism, and film at Missouri State University. Dedicated to documentary education for college students, the studio focuses on telling stories about humanitarian organizations, nonprofits, NGOs, and the people who work with them to make our world a better place. This past summer, the studio's latest film, called A Vietnam Peace Story, made its debut at the Moxie Cinema in Springfield. The film tells the story of the inner journey back to Vietnam for a group of Marines who fought a desperate battle on Hill 50 in 1966. I'm Emily Yip. Klein joins me today to discuss the film and his experience in Vietnam.
A fellow by the name of Gary Harlan contacted me and said that he was taking a group of former Marines to Vietnam to visit a particular battlefield where his unit had sustained some terrible casualties. He thought that might be worth a documentary film, and I thought so too, especially because the theme was particularly interesting to me. One of the things that Gary told me, I thought, if I can capture that, I'll be able to capture something really different. What he told me was, for veterans and other people, for baby boomers, when you hear the word Vietnam, you associate it with war. Well, what Gary told me is, once a vet goes back to Vietnam, there's a tremendous transformation that takes place. Vietnam begins to lose its association as a war and becomes a place and a people. And we did experience that.
How did his perception change?
For me, as a baby boomer, Vietnam War. Well, you get to Vietnam. It is a beautiful country. They're the sweetest people on the planet Earth. The food is amazing. It is a straight-up amazing place. And so Gary was right. I mean, it loses its association with war. And for people who fought there, especially under the very difficult circumstances of, you know, in hindsight, being in a place where we shouldn't have been, doing something we shouldn't have been doing, it's cathartic. A Vietnam Peace Story does capture that transition. That is what the film is about. And I believe we did a reasonably good job of telling that story of the transition from Vietnam as war to Vietnam as place and people.
Seven former Marines went on the trip and are featured in the film.
We did not do any interviews with Vietnamese, although we have a lot of interaction with Vietnamese people. We also spent an afternoon with a fellow who's an artist in Ho Chi Minh City, does art kind of aimed towards processing the war and reconciliation. He also happened to be a crew member on the tank that broke through the fence onto the palace grounds, thus marking the end of the war. It was moving, interesting, and was another step along the way of helping these guys process the war. Many of them were quite emotional in their initial interview. We interviewed them before we went, and we interviewed them just before we left. And then everything in between is experiencing the country.
Besides Ho Chi Minh City, the group visited Chu Lai, Da Nang, Hoi An, and Hanoi.
At Chu Lai, it was a beach landing in 1966, and then Operation Utah was a big multi-week offensive in that area, which is part of what they're processing. In fact, a particular battle on Hill 50 was specifically the site that we went to. And we visited Hoi An because very nearby was a secondary battle site that we visited on Gonoi Island. And then we went to Hanoi, where the guys actually got to meet three veterans of that battle in 1966 on Hill 50. If those three men hadn't been injured, they probably wouldn't be here. The Vietnamese were in it to win it. There wasn't any going home.
What would Klein like viewers to take away from the film?
I'd like them to try to make something like the same journey that the former Marines made, which is from Vietnam as war to Vietnam as a place and a people. So that'd be the first thing. And then the other is just to be able to gain some insight from these fellows processing their feelings about the war and their participation in it. That's universal. If it helps people see former Marines processing what this meant to them, and in some cases, how it hurt them, I think it's translatable across all war.
To keep updated about viewing opportunities and the work of Carbon Trace Productions, visit carbontrace.net. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.